ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Two sons of a Virginia couple missing from the Caribbean island nation of Grenada have gone there to help the search. Ralph Hendry and Kathleen Brendel were reported missing from their yacht, the Simplicity, docked in Grenada. Police think three prisoners escaped from a police station and hijacked the boat.
This trip to the Caribbean was their dream. This is what they had been working towards for years and years and years, to get Simplicity up to the point where it could make a passage like this.
Brendel's son, Nick Burrow.
If I see them again, it'll probably be the most exuberating, exhilarating, jubilating feeling I could ever imagine if I do see my parents again.
President Biden invited the Big Four congressional leaders to the White House on Tuesday to discuss Ukraine funding and keeping the government open past the Friday night midnight deadline. 10,000 resident doctors in South Korea resigned, protesting a plan to increase medical school enrollment. This is ABC News. They dished out the Screen Actors Guild Awards Saturday night. Oppenheimer continued to steamroll through award season, winning the top prize for outstanding cast, along with awards for Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. In a first, the show was streamed live on Netflix. No ads, but profanity was allowed. The big one, the Oscars, set for March 10th. At the multiplexes, more love for one love.
It was no problem for the Bob Marley biopic again this week.
No guns can stop this message.
For the second straight, one love claimed the number one spot at the box office, pulling in $13.5 million in the U.S. Second place debut this week for the Japanese anime Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba to the Hashira Training, bringing in $11.5 million. Number three, Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, with an estimated $6.5 million. Madam Web and Migration, rounding out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill, is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28. Sunshine, mid to upper 50s for highs on your Monday, and a little bit breezy. Breezy Monday night with a low near 40. Mostly sunny, mid-60s on your Tuesday. Rain and snow showers as we drop into the 20s Tuesday night. Currently 33 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Back in 1980, in 1980, I published a piece in the Journal of Orthomolecular Psychiatry on dietary interventions for what was then called the hyperactive disorder or hyperkinesis. What we today call ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder, or attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And we had tried the Feingold diet. In 79, I had flown out to San Francisco, spent the day with Ben Feingold. He had this theory that salicylates, the food additives were causing hyperactivity. We tested it on the program that I ran. We found one kid who reacted to them, but most of the hyperactive kids we had were unfazed by dietary intervention. Which led me to conclude that ADHD is probably not a disease. It's probably not something broken in us, that actually it's a collection of proclivities and talents and skills and frankly some weaknesses that were actually useful during the hunter-gatherer phase of humanity's existence, which is 95% of all the time that we've been on the Earth. I mean, we've been on the Earth 300,000 years in fully modern form, as far as we know. And, you know, we've only been an agricultural society for about 7,000 years. So the vast majority of that time, we were hunter-gatherers. And the three characteristics of ADHD, impulsivity, distractibility, and need for high levels of stimulation, those three characteristics, you know, I said would help you. They would help you survive in the forest or the jungle or the savanna or whatever it may be when you're out looking for food. That distractibility means that you're constantly scanning your entire environment. So you notice that flash of light over there that's a rabbit that's going to make, you know, that's going to be your lunch. Or you notice that flash of light over there that's the bear that wants to make you its lunch and you get out of its way. Impulsivity, making quick decisions. Well, again, you're chasing a rabbit through the forest, a deer runs by. You don't sit down with a pen and a pad and say, okay, let's do a risk-benefit analysis. The deer has more meat, but he's going to be harder to catch than the rabbit. But the rabbit, you know, you've got to make a split-second decision. Making a decision and acting on it before you even realize you've engaged in a decision-making process is literally the dictionary definition of impulsivity. And the need for high levels of stimulation, well, of course. I mean, who's going to go out into the world where there's things that want to eat you as much as you want to eat them, except somebody who loves stimulation, somebody who loves the hunt? So anyhow, I laid out this theory and I published it in 1996 in a book that's out now called ADHD, Hunter in a Farmer's World. And in that book, I said, you know, I think this is actually an evolutionary adaptation. I don't think ADHD people are broken. I realize some of them have real challenges in life, particularly if they're stuck in farmer jobs or farmer schools. But it doesn't mean that they're broken or that, you know, the solution to this should be to medicate them. Now, I realize some people with ADHD you know, are so severely affected that medication actually makes them more functional and helps them get through life. God bless them. I'm not opposed to medication. I do think that we use way too much of it, but I'm not opposed to it. But, you know, that said, you know, I laid this out. And for a lot of people, I mean, I've gotten literally thousands of responses over the years. I've spoken on this in on four continents, maybe five. I'd have to, you know, I've spoken about ADHD in India, in Australia, in Asia, in Taiwan, in South Korea, and Japan, all across Europe, at least a half a dozen European countries, all across the United States, in Brazil, in Argentina, in any case. So, and what I hear from people is, you just gave me back my life. I mean, thank you for telling me I'm not broken. Now I can get my self-esteem back and move on with life. And so I figured, you know, even if I was wrong, even if it was just a nice story that we're telling ourselves, then, you know, so what? it might be a good thing, you know, to have this. So this week, a new paper was published by the Proceedings of the Royal Society of Biological Sciences titled Attention Deficits Linked with Proclivity to Explore While Foraging. And in this paper, the scientists, this was researchers at two Pennsylvania universities, one a medical school, and a scientist in India, they collaborated on this, concluded that, yes, these characteristics that we call ADHD can demonstrably improve the success for people foraging in ways similar to what humans experienced more than 10,000 years ago. In their paper, they said, quote, in humans, nomadic lifestyles favoring exploration have been associated with genetic mutations implicated in attention deficit hyperactive disorder, inviting the hypothesis that this condition may impact foraging decisions in the general population. And then they go through this whole, you know, all the detail about the alleles, these parts of our DNA that carry the information that causes us to be ADHD and how it affects dopamine and all these other things. But the bottom line is they're saying, yeah, Hartman was right. I mean, they don't come out and say that. But their research, what they did was they put together a study and they got a bunch of people, a couple of hundred people, and had them put them into berry patches and said, come up with your own strategy for foraging and let's see how many berries you can get in the shortest period of time. And what they found was that the more ADHD people were, the more berries they ended up with, the more success they had hunting for berries or gathering. So I have been vindicated, I believe. And I think this is... In fact, one headline about the study reported ADHD may have been an evolutionary advantage, research suggests. So, very cool. That and one last little bit of geeky science, and then I'll pick up your calls here on this Anything Goes weekend. Tart cherries. I used to love tart cherries when I was a kid. I grew up in Michigan, and Michigan, you know, they grow a lot of cherries in Michigan. Cherries and apples everywhere. In fact, I picked apples one summer as, you know, when I was 15 years old to make money. To buy a car eventually. We were paid by the log, 50 cents a log, as I recall. Anyway, members of the U.S. women's national soccer team drink tart cherry juice. Why? Well, it turns out that tart cherries contain both antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds. They're concluding... This is based on a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. That's as good as you get. It's gold standard for science. With healthy runners who showed that the athletes who drank tart cherry juice, one 12-ounce bottle twice daily for 7 days before the race, had less pain from muscle exertion and, quote, a significantly smaller increase in pain than those in the placebo group from, you know, when they were running. The equivalency, now this is mind-blowing. This is just, again, this is drinking two 12-ounce bottles of tart cherry juice every day. The equivalency of the pain reduction was equivalent to about 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. Now, you know, Advil ibuprofen typically comes in 200-milligram tablets, and you typically take two of them. That's 400 milligrams. If you want the real knockout stuff, there was a brand name that was first marketed back in the 70s or 80s for women's periods. I believe it was called Motrin. Am I remembering right, Sean? And that is just ibuprofen, only it's 800 milligrams instead of, you know, 400. You do two 400 milligram tablets. This is as potent as that. There have been 14 studies now on tart cherry supplementation, including juice, powder, and other forms. And the findings right across the board in all 14 studies show an effect in reducing muscle soreness and a moderate effect in aiding muscle strength recovery. Some blood markers for muscle damage or inflammation in the body also saw a small reduction. It's a big deal. Tart cherries. Who knew? Right. So that's my science for the day and my, hey, I'm vindicated for the day. I was really pleased when I saw that study. So now let's pick up your calls here. Anything Goes Friday. Webb in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Webb, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call, and thanks to Free Speech TV. Also, shout out to a local radio station, WCOM Carborough. They don't do a live show, but they started doing the hour condensed version.
Oh, great.
I was looking to apply for a show. They said I need to obtain an underwriter. I was going to ask about that. But my main point and part of my show was going to be, and I wanted your opinion on ethical concerns of grateful patient programs, where foundations and philanthropy programs are working with doctors to identify patients, specifically maybe wealthy patients, who want to give back and donate. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, most hospitals, at least most nonprofit hospitals, it used to be pretty much all the hospitals in the country were nonprofit. When I was growing up in Michigan, we had three hospitals in Lansing, Sparrow, Ingham Medical, and St. Lawrence, and all three were nonprofit. Because Michigan law required that hospitals be nonprofits. That was done away with during the Reagan 80s, and I think that was done away with in most states. But most of your nonprofit hospitals have a development department within the hospital, a development director, which is basically fundraising. And what they do is they reach out to people who've had, you know, very positive successes in the hospital, who've, you know, survived because of surgery and things, and ask them to put them in their will or be a donor. Beyond that, I don't know a great deal about these programs, but I know that, that's been going on forever.
But like the ethical concerns, it kind of goes beyond the role of the physician and then puts the patient in a sort of awkward position then too.
I imagine it could, but you know, you can always say, no, I don't want to donate. It's not like they're going to say, okay, we want the kidney replacement back. I mean, you know, it's not unusual.
And any advice on obtaining an underwriter?
Yeah. Show up at your local Democratic Party meeting and stand up and say, I want to do a progressive radio show on this station. They want me to have an underwriter. Is there anybody here who runs a small business that would like their business advertised? That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to look at businesses in your community that you think would make a good fit with progressive radio. You know, sometimes the ones that are fairly obvious, you know, like food co-ops and things like that. But you'd be surprised. I mean, car dealerships, you just have to find somebody who's a progressive, you know, restaurants, hotels, even banks and airlines occasionally. But you know, just start knocking on doors. It's a sales job, Webb. Sales is a numbers game. You start out with 20 suspects or 20 prospects. And you boil them down to five or six suspects who are, you know, willing to meet with you. And then out of those five or six suspects, you might make one sale. It's just a numbers game. So, you know, just start banging on doors and you'll get there. That makes sense?
Thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. And point out to them that loyalty among people who listen to Progressive Talk Radio for sponsors or for underwriters, in the case of nonprofits, is very, very high. And so, you know, it's a good investment, and you know, make it easy for them. Webb, thanks a lot for the call, and good luck. I hope you get a show. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program in just a moment. It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us, and yes, we are still here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oh, this is interesting. NBC News is reporting that Republicans who have criticized Trump are preparing for retribution if he becomes president. Oh, my God.
Broadcasting from the Devil's Advocate Studios, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGW.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here, picking up your calls. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. And a tart cherry, another thing it's good for is gout.
I've heard that. Yeah, my father-in-law used to have gout. I've heard that. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And I was going to talk about that Ukrainian funding and that, you know, where these Congress has taken off on. Well, they've been, the Army said it could run out of funding to protect Europe and Africa without Ukraine's aid package. Funds from Europe and Africa Army Command budget has been being used to support Ukraine, and the lack of additional funding could leave the budget completely drained.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're looking at a serious budget crisis here if Congress doesn't act. In fact, we're looking at a government shutdown next week if Congress doesn't act.
Yeah, the Army spent over $430 million on various operations, including training Ukrainian troops, transporting equipment, and U.S. troop deployments to Europe, all this since October 2023, or the start of the fiscal year.
Yep.
And basically, they're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
You know, and without a 2024 budget approved by Congress and without additional funding specifically for Ukraine, the command roughly has $3 billion to pay for $5 billion of operational costs. And that would be like for the, they've been planning to try to repair a lot of these barracks and stuff like that, clean up and for recruiting and basic training. And as I told you on a previous one, the Army's already down, you know, on the amount of recruits and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, that money that would go to them has been going to the Ukrainian folks.
I get it, Dave. You know, the Republicans have been in control of the House of Representatives for about 14 months now. And during that entire period of time, they have not passed one bill to provide for further funding for our government or for any of our foreign operations.
I got a question for you before I leave, Tom.
Yeah.
Do you think if President Biden would have had a 9/11 happen, do you think those Republicans would have took off Congress then?
I don't think there's any limit to how cynical and destructive to America's interests the GOP can go. I used to think that there was a limit, but now after watching Tommy Tuberville kneecap the military for a whole year, after watching Comer and Jordan now for 3 years take what they knew was Russian intelligence, lies from Russia and try to use that against Hunter and Joe Biden. I'm coming to the conclusion that there is no bottom for these guys, that they really are treason weasels.
Yeah, and like with this budget, they're showing they're weakening us in other ways, you know, our armies.
They're trying to harm America. I keep saying this, these Republicans, they think if they hurt America badly enough that we'll blame Joe Biden for it. They think if they can make America dysfunctional, if they can make us lose, that people will go, oh, that Biden is a terrible president, you know, look at that recession that happened while he was president. And they may be right, sadly, but it's so cynical, and it is so self-serving, and it is so wrong. Jeff, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. It is 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls.
You are home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the world marking 2 years since Putin invaded Ukraine and a big aid package stuck in the House, President Zelensky, for the first time, disclosed casualty numbers.
They claim 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. That's far lower than recent U.S. estimates of around 70,000. I pressed Zelensky on whether that aid will arrive.
Mr. President, can I ask you about aid from the U.S. Congress? Are you worried about not getting it?
I think that the guys will make good decision.
It comes as Russia makes some of its most significant battlefield gains in months.
ABC's James Longman. U.S. Central Command reports an anti-ship missile fired by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen at a U.S.-flagged chemical tanker in the Gulf of Aden. It hit the water. No one was hurt. Manhunt in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, after an accused murderer pepper sprayed a deputy during a doctor's visit and drove off with the deputy's patrol car. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval Thursday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican lawmakers in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28. Sunshine, mid to upper 50s for highs on your Monday and a little bit breezy. Breezy Monday night with a low near 40. Mostly sunny, mid 60s on your Tuesday. Rain and snow showers as we drop into the 20s Tuesday night.
Right now, 31 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls here, Jeff in Indianapolis. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
Hey, you hear me okay?
I do.
Okay, great. I have a question. How long are, this has to do with Alabama, how long are embryos, how long can you keep an embryo?
Frozen? Years, I believe. I don't know what the maximum is, but I know that there are people who have had frozen embryos, you know, reanimated or implanted years after they were first frozen.
Well, what the Supreme Court of Alabama ruled that you can't dispose of those unused embryos. Is that correct?
I believe so. I'm not sure if the ruling was specific to that one case. Yeah, I haven't read the ruling, Jeff, so I can't say exactly what they ordered. But
well, my thing is, if it's the
presumably
the woman and man that have had a viable embryo implanted, and they wish not to have the remaining embryos, they're stuck with maintaining those embryos?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one either, but that would seem to be the implication of this, that those people have, say, you know, I mean, typically they'll fertilize a couple of dozen eggs and then pick out the ones that seem to be the most genetically stable and the most functional and all that kind of thing, and then dispose of the rest of them. So, you know, that disposal process can't proceed, apparently, in Alabama. Which means that they got a real mess on their hands.
I think they're shooting themselves in the foot. Yep. I mean, the America better wake up here.
Well, they're scrambling right now.
The Alabama
legislature is trying to fix this. They're trying to provide an exception to it, but it's going to be really weird. Go ahead. Your thought was?
Why could they, a man and woman married couple that wish not to have these embryos any longer, they can't get rid of them, why could they not make them wards of the state of Alabama and elsewhere in these red states? Seriously, I'm serious. What are they? They're tied.
Show up at the foster care offices with a bunch of petri dishes? Say, here.
Well, hey, seriously, why not make these embryos wards of the state?
Yeah. I mean, here... Go ahead.
Here in Indiana, they have various locations, not many, drop boxes where women can take newborn infants and drop them off at a fire station.
Right.
Why can't, you know, drop these embryos off?
Right.
Make them wards of the state.
You'd have to deliver them, you know, complete with a liquid nitrogen that keeps them frozen.
Yes, of course. Dry ice, yes.
Yeah,
At what point in 18 years are these embryos, or are they these knuckleheads going to say, okay, now you can vote? This is just craziness.
I know. I agree.
I wish these people need to wake up in this country. I'm sorry. Crazy just gets to me sometimes. So.
I agree, Jeff.
Anyway, thanks for your show. I really appreciate it. And I just started watching it not too long ago, and I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Very knowledgeable.
Thank you very kindly.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. Thank you. I hope you call again. Nancy in Woodland, California. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Well, before I ask you a question, I just wanted to give a shout out to Joyce. I wish her well. I hope that she's improving, doing better.
Our former call screener?
Correct.
Yeah, she's, I haven't talked to her in a little while. We're going to have to find out how she's doing. It was a devastating diagnosis. So,
yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to give her a shout out if she's listening. Mm-hmm. And then my question is, there's, you know, actually quite a few Republicans, who are retiring from Congress. And I know there's been at least a couple say it's just, you know, unworkable anymore. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts on, do you think that any of those folks that since they're retiring might cross over and vote with Democrats, so, you know, funding would continue and we could fund Ukraine and so forth? Or what are your thoughts on that?
So far, the closest I've seen to that is Ken Buck of Colorado, who has come out and attacked his Republican colleagues for not funding Ukraine and for this whole witch hunt against Joe Biden that's based on Russian intelligence. I mean, he's telling the truth. He hasn't gone so far as to say he would embrace Democrats. So, they're going to have to find work after they leave Congress. And there's this whole kind of assembly line, this whole pipeline that has been established by right-wing billionaires over the years that will absorb, former Republican politicians with a very, very good paycheck into lobbying firms, think tanks, PR agencies, you know, there's a whole spectrum of stuff. So my guess is that most of these Republican members of Congress or other legislatures, for that matter, who retire, are not going to sabotage their own future employment prospects.
No, that's too bad, because I was hoping they'd, think about the country and.
If they cared about the country, they wouldn't have become Republicans in the first place.
You're right. But so. I thought maybe at this point, seeing the crazy MAGAs, it might have. Kind of push them.
It apparently takes a lot. I mean, you got Adam Kinzinger and Lynn Cheney, or Liz Cheney, excuse me, now, just rejecting basically large parts of the GOP. But they still, both of them still want private, Social Security to be privatized and Medicare to be, go away and Medicaid to end and all the whole right wing agenda. I mean, it's still intact. They're just disappointed that crazy people have taken over their and Russians have taken over their party. But
Well, it was a thought.
Okay. So. Well, Nancy, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Right. I appreciate it. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Back at you.
Yeah. I have a real concern about what's happening in the Middle East. With Israel and the Gaza Strip could serve as a catalyst to trigger World War III. The Arab world is watching very closely what's going on, and they're reacting. The Arab world is reacting. Look what's happening in the Red Sea with the missiles that are hitting the ships in the Red Sea.
The Houthis?
And Netanyahu has not come up with any kind of a plan. What's his end game? What's he trying to accomplish? Yeah. And to the Arab world's eyes, it looks like he's just trying to accomplish genocide and just eradicate the Palestinians from the Gaza area. And the Israelis continue to have these illegal settlements in the West Bank, and they admit that they're illegal settlements. I think there's something like 500 people that are illegally living in the West Bank, and it seems like it's just a matter of time. The Arab world right now has delivery devices to deliver an atomic weapon. All they need is an atomic weapon. Now, Iran has good trade relations with North Korea. I don't know how good the relations are with Russia or with Pakistan, but Iran is just looking for their version of AQ-Khan, how Pakistan got their nuclear weapons, and they're just looking for some way using the centrifuges to get enough fissionable material to make a nuclear weapon, and Israel is just pushing that. It's like a slow-burning fuse. Yeah. The longer this goes on, the more the Arab world is getting united. They have different sects in the Arab world, but still their basic religion is the same, and they're starting to feel it as one, as the Arab world.
Oh, yeah. No, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's absolutely going on. I agree.
Exactly.
And the other thing is that across the democracies of the world, Israel's being widely condemned, and Netanyahu. I think Netanyahu is destroying Israel. I mean, just say it right up front. Netanyahu has damaged Israel's reputation worldwide. He is turning Israel into a pariah state, and that is not a good thing for Israel. And I think increasingly Israelis are figuring this out.
And basically, he's just continuing this thing. He's using the Bush philosophy. If you're at war, you get he wants to get reelected.
Yeah.
So and you don't vote somebody out of office when he's in the middle of a military conflict.
Exactly.
So he's using that theory more or less to get reelected. And I don't know.
Or at least to stay out of jail.
Up pretty soon. But in the meantime, he's murdering all of these innocent civilians in Gaza. And like I say, it's to me, I just sense that something is going to blow unless we get a hard line with Israel and behind closed doors, not in public, but behind closed doors, just sit down with Netanyahu and say, you know what, that's it. We're cutting off your funding and money and everything. You have to stop this like immediately and come up with a legitimate plan end game where you can have a peaceful way of resolving the situation in the Gaza Strip and correct the situation in the West Bank.
I completely agree with that sentiment, Carl. I endorse that. And like I said, I think that the current Netanyahu policy with his war cabinet and then the ongoing, you know, killing in Gaza is not helping Israel, and it's not going to get the hostages back. And it's, you know, this is just Netanyahu trying to stay out of jail. He's not even trying to get reelected. He's just trying to stay out of jail. Carl, I got to run, but thank you. Your points were very well taken, very well made. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Broadcasting Mino from the Mayor in the morning and the Talk Washington of Green Bay Street. All day
the Talk
long.
Of Green 1590 Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Stores now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Allie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets, end quote. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. These sheets are just wonderful. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout and save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and if you want to get up to 35% off, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ernie in Aptos, California. Hey, Ernie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good morning. First-time caller. Love your program.
Thank you.
Since it's Anything Goes Friday, I thought I'd pick a topic. I normally would love to talk about politics, but the topic is long COVID, and don't know how familiar you are with that. But, it's something that I'm very passionate about, and it turns out Bernie Sanders is very passionate about it as well. There was an article in the New York Times this past week about a hearing he held last month. It was bipartisan with Bill Cassidy, the ranking member, as a co-chair. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but, yeah, there are millions of people suffering from this thing called long COVID, even though most of us think that COVID is over and, you know, we're done with it. Even, you know, of course, a lot of people still dying from it, but
no, it's
there are people that are suffering and may suffer for years and decades to come as a result. So I'll let you talk and go from there.
Yeah, no, it is costing America hundreds of billions of dollars in lost productivity and increased medical bills. You've got people who are no longer able to work. They're no longer able to function. In many cases, as parents and spouses and productive members of society, it's a real crisis. Nobody knows exactly what's going on with long COVID. It looks like there may be several different types of long COVID, some kinds caused by the actual damage caused by COVID itself, other types from, you know, COVID virus particles floating around in the body and producing an ongoing immune reaction. There's no consensus at this moment. And this should be a moonshot. This should be something that the federal government is investing an enormous amount of money into. And to the best of my knowledge, they're not. And I believe that that's why Bernie is pushing this stuff. So I'm with you, Ernie. I think it's a big deal. I'm very, you know, one of the reasons I have gone out of my way to avoid getting COVID. I don't go to restaurants, for example, outside of just the totally dead time of day, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday or something. Because I don't want to get long COVID. Getting COVID doesn't scare me as much as getting long COVID, because that would be the end of my career. I mean, you know, it's just, which would not be a good thing from my point of view, anyway.
No, we want you around for quite a long time to come. I watched the entire hearing. It was about 2 hours and 45 minutes. I thought, I'll tune into it, and it was just riveting.
Really?
Him and Bill Cassidy was actually a work of bipartisanship, and one of the junior congressmen, Republican from Kansas, he was very passionate about one of his family members has been suffering from this long COVID. And
wow.
You know, people that I talk to, they go, it's like having COVID for a long time. You feel tired or whatever. Well, it can include more than 200 symptoms, and some of it can be chronic. And it's, like you said, it's an economic issue as well. And Bernie, when he made his opening statement, he made a comment that it's not just about health, it's an economic one, that estimated as many as 4 million Americans out of work due to long COVID, and the cost, annual cost of lost wages is about $170 billion a year. So
yep.
So he's very passionate. I just wanted to pitch that, and then next time you have Bernie on the show, it'd be something I think would be really interested in hearing what his update is and perspective is. And
well,
all
once
that.
They get some, once they come to some conclusions and get some legislation, I would love to get him back on about that. Thanks for the heads up, Bernie. I need to move along now, but thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear from you.
You bet. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Rich in Niles, Ohio. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Rich.
Hey. I talked to you before. I'm the indigenous Native American retired 911 dispatcher. I want to play a quick game with you real quick before before your time is up. Just for fun, everything goes Friday. You're the dispatcher, and I'm going to make a call to you. And I know you don't know the SOPs or the rules or anything, and it's quite a big book. We call it the Bible. So here it is, okay? So you're going to answer 911, what's your emergency? And then I'm going to tell you, okay?
Okay, 911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I'm scared. I'm really scared. Someone is using my money for killing innocent men, women, and children. Babies.
Yeah.
I've been telling them to stop, but they aren't listening. They don't care what we say.
Okay, I'm guessing you're talking about...
They are using our money.
I get it. I'm guessing you're talking about Israel,
okay.
Right?
No, I'm talking about the mental health of people today.
Oh.
I'm not talking about Israel.
Okay.
My friends, my family, my neighbors hate that they're using our money for torturing them. No way in hell do I want anything to do with them forever. Please help us. No way am I suggesting anyone clog up the 911 emergency channel for this political emergency.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. I get it. Rich, I got to move along. I'm sorry. It's just too weird. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that doctors of all denominations, Christian, Jews, Muslims, they've all sworn an oath to heal. And human beings have really improved their lot in life through modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no mother or father that is out there in Democrats, Republicans, that says when their baby is born with a cleft palate, oh, that's okay, that was God's will. No, they get it fixed. Everybody makes sure it's fixed.
Right.
When the fetus is found to have a heart problem, they will go in uterus and they will correct it because they can do that. Nobody asked for that to happen, and everybody knows that.
Yep.
Well,
modern medicine is a wonderful thing. Lori, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. It's the end of the day. And my apologies to everybody else on hold. I see, Mark had flagged Tim in Springfield to close out the show. And I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't get to you. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman. Thank you to all the great people who work on this program, and thanks to you for being with us. Get out there, get active, tag your ad. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion.
superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, it's Jim Schmidt. On Monday's show, we'll check in with Brittany Malone for a look at this week's weather forecast. Mino and the Mayor, 6 till 8 AM on WISS and WGBW.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden invited the Big Four congressional leaders to the White House Tuesday on Ukraine aid and keeping the government open.
The Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson holds the keys.